Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 38 today, verses 14 through 16. Jeremiah 38, verses 14 through 16. It says, King Zedekiah sent for Jeremiah the prophet and received him at the third entrance of the temple of the Lord. The king said to Jeremiah, I will ask you a question. Hide nothing from me. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I tell you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you counsel, you will not listen to me. Then King Zedekiah swore secretly to Jeremiah, as the Lord lives, who made our souls, I will not put you to death or deliver you into the hand of these men who seek your life. Now, I want to pull out a couple of things from this passage today for our challenge and lay a simple challenge for us all at the end. The first thing I want to pull out is Zedekiah's word's not too good. He's made a vow to Jeremiah here. He makes a vow before God, who made both our souls. He said, I will not put you to death or deliver you into the hand of the men who seek your life. Well, first and foremost, when I read that, my thought was, Zedekiah, your word's not worth anything. Your vow is not worth anything. You've already proven you break your vows. Let me take you to 2 Chronicles 36, verses 11 through 16, in the recounting of Zedekiah's life. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 11 says, Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. He did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who made him swear by God. He stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord, the God of Israel. All the officers of the priests and the people likewise were exceedingly unfaithful, following all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of the Lord that he had made holy in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent persistently to them by his messengers, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they kept mocking the messengers of God, despising his words and scoffing at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people, until there was no remedy. So in the accounting of Zedekiah's life, it says he broke the vow that he had made before God to King Nebuchadnezzar. So first and foremost, have there been people that make promises to you, but you think to yourself, well, I don't believe you? Well, that's because they've already proven they're not people to keep their word. The second thing I want to see that is this. He makes the vow to Jeremiah secretly. If he was really going to keep this, if he was really going to be a man of his word, he probably would have made the vow a little bit more publicly and said, hey, I'm going to make sure Jeremiah is not touched. Everybody hear me. The king is speaking out loud. Nobody's to touch Jeremiah. No one's to put him to death. You leave Jeremiah alone. But he made this vow secretly. And because of these two things that jumped off of these verses to me, I want to give a challenge to you today. Even though we're supposed to be men and women who let your yes be yes and your no be no, and God says that we are to not take the name of the Lord in vain. And by the way, if you look at the scriptures, it doesn't mean using Jesus' name as a cuss word. But taking the Lord's name in vain is to be a child of God who claims to be a child of God, a representative of Jesus, who doesn't do what we say. That's taking his name in vain. When we say we'll do something and don't do it, when we don't keep our promises, we take the name of the Lord in vain. Because he's a God who keeps his promises. He's a God who cannot lie. He cannot change his mind. What he says will happen. So with that all said, even though we are to be people who are to be men who and women who say yes, and we mean yes, and when we say no, we mean no, I'm going to challenge you today to put your trust in God alone. Don't put your trust in man's promise. Why? Men break vows. Men make lots of promises, but rarely keep them. We're to be men and women who do. I don't want you to be one of these ones and say, well, it's just people who people are. I can break vows. Men break vows. Jim said so. No. We're to be men and women who are like God. But at the same time, knowing that men are men and women are women and humans are humans and sin is sin, and the flesh is deceitful and the heart is impure. Don't put confidence in man. Man will let you down. I may even disappoint you one day, but God never will. Put your full trust in God. Are you trusting in someone to come through for you right now? And they may or may not. And you're really trusting in a man or a woman to be there for you? Be careful. That's a danger. Their intentions might even be good, but they're frail. God will always keep his word. Know what he's promised and put your full faith in him. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.